This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning, I was talking about the sting of rejection. Have you ever felt rejection? People say, I can handle this, but I can't handle being rejected. It's something that I guess we've all got to deal with at some time. It can be painful. But we need to somehow get a handle on this again and to see the way that God has made us. Clear away some of this distortion and see what God says about you. I think one of the things we need to do is to accept the fact that we're not perfect. This perfectionist streak that some of us have. Admit to yourself, you're not perfect. You can never be perfect. You're a fallible human being like everyone else. So stop trying to be perfect to please God and other people. So you have to remind yourself that even when others reject you, God will never reject you because he loves you completely and unconditionally. So I suppose you've got to stop listening to negative words that other people might say. Instead, renew your mind. And the Bible is probably the best thing that you can do. Read the Bible, and in it you'll see something of God's love for you and asking the Holy Spirit to bring the verses from the Bible alive to you, particularly when you need encouragement, and replace that negative thought with a positive. It's a great thing that we can change the internal dialogue that's going on in our mind so that we tell ourselves positive messages instead of the negative ones. Otherwise, the sense of being dragged down. So don't get upset about your own weaknesses. What about the strengths that you've got? Instead of aiming for perfection, simply aim for excellence and try and do your best every day. It sounds very simple. Be flexible. What about fears of being abandoned? We hear horrible stories about babies being abandoned, left on the front doorsteps of hospitals. We can ask God to show us how you can rely on him to help you thrive, even if people have rejected you. Keep in mind that dealing with the uncertainty of human relationships, they can be fragile. People can come, people can go, but God's presence is with you. You can move forward. So my suggestion is don't hold on to anything that's damaging or unproductive from the past, because God can bring healing, even from what we could call toxic relationships and the past wounds that sometimes we have. You can win in the battle of rejection. I think that one of the strategies is to know that you're never alone. Sounds simple, but Jesus can actually relate to you. Jesus is there. He knew about rejection. He had to deal with this in a big way. His own family, his own hometown rejected him. The religious leaders of the day rejected him. And of course, in the last hours of his life, his best friends, they deserted him. And the greatest rejection when his father, his heavenly father, almost left. Well, he did. He left him. And you can see that in Mark chapter 15. And Jesus faced this ultimate rejection so that we would never have to. And we read in Hebrews 13:5, for God himself has said, I will never fail you or abandon you. So God loves you. He really does. Well, that's what matters. The reason why many of us are crippled by a fear of rejection is because we care more about what people think than what God thinks. So God thinks about you. He says, I want to create a person who contains my spirit. You might have said, if God really loves me, he will help me get this job. But God is saying, what is the most significant thing I could do that I could demonstrate that shows that? Well, the Bible has the answer that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. That's why John 3:16 from the New Testament is so wonderful. God loved the world so much that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So there is no fear where there is love. And that, again, that comes from the scriptures. Heavenly Father, today we do understand, acknowledge the sting of rejection. But you're greater than any sting or pain. Lord, you can make us whole as we trust in you today. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.